Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke chapter 12, verse 1 to 7. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 12, verse 1 to 7. Meanwhile, when a crowd of many thousands had gathered so that they were trampling on one another, Jesus began to speak first to his disciples, saying, "Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in the ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed from the roofs. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that can do no more. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after your body has been killed, has authority to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." My theme for reflection is living honestly in God's light. Living honestly in God's light. Have you ever smiled for a photo only to realize afterward that you had spinach or some green vegetables in your teeth? It is the classic moment where image and reality clash, and you just hope no one noticed. But inevitably, someone did. Moments like these, light-hearted as they are, point us to a deeper truth. We are always more seen than we realize. In Luke 12, Jesus takes that everyday awareness and turns it into a divine teaching, not just about visibility, but about vulnerability, value, and integrity. Jesus Christ speaks these words to his disciples amid swelling crowds, pressing in so tightly that they were nearly trampling each other. And yet, despite the crowd, Jesus doesn't start with a crowd-pleasing message. He starts with a warning. Beware the yeast or leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. It is a piercing metaphor. Like yeast that works silently and invisibly through dough, hypocrisy has a way of spreading in small, unchecked ways until our whole life is puffed up by pretense. But Jesus does not leave us there. He takes us to the heart of the matter, literally. Hypocrisy is dangerous, not simply because it is deceitful, but because it conceals the truth about who we are before God. He says, "Nothing is hidden that will not be made known." That is not just a warning. It is also a strange kind of freedom. We don't need to perform for God. We don't need to curate a spiritual resume. He already sees the full unfiltered version of us and still calls us friends. There is also a stark contrast Jesus offers in this passage. Fear of people versus reverence for God. In a world where social pressure is high and image management is a skill set, Jesus reminds us that fearing people, what they think, what they might do, can only take us so far. But God, who holds eternity in his hands, is the one to whom our hearts are accountable. And yet even this reverence is grounded not in terror, but in tenderness. The same God who judges justly is the God who knows when a sparrow falls, who keeps track of your hair. Yes, even the ones you lost this morning in the shower. Jesus is not offering a threat. He is offering reassurance. You are not a faceless soul in a sea of 7 billion. You are known, down to the last detail. And more than that, you are loved. The 20th century theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer once wrote, Being a Christian is less about cautiously avoiding sin than about courageously and actively doing God's will. Hypocrisy makes us cautious, obsessed with image, hiding in shadows. But the love of God frees us for something better, courageous, transparent, faithful living. That is what post-Easter life looks like. So what does this mean for us today? It means we resist the temptation to curate a false version of ourselves. We let our public life reflect our private convictions. We live in such a way that our faith doesn't need to hide behind filters or facets, because we are known and we are safe in that knowing. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are there areas of my life where I feel tempted to perform rather than be authentic before God or others? Number two, what would it look like to live today like someone who is fully known and deeply loved? And now, our practical exercise for the day. Find a quiet space today and write a short letter to God expressing one area of your life where you feel pressure to hide or perform. Be honest, then pray over it, asking God to replace fear with trust and secrecy with freedom. God of light and love, you see us as we are, without pretense or disguise. Thank you for knowing us fully and loving us still. Help us to walk in truth, not just outwardly, but inwardly. Free us from fear, from performance, from comparison. Let our lives reflect the light of your grace and the joy of being your beloved children. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.